So we're keeping it short this week, and in that supreme irony that the lectionary offers on weeks like this, three super long readings and three readings upon which I could do a whole sermon in themselves. But there are some important things I can very quickly draw out. And because I loved all three readings for today, because there was so much food for thought, I'm going to make at least one reference to each of them today. I want to take one thing from each passage and send us out with some thoughts towards two things. One is our part in this Pride Parade today, and the other is the General Synod of the Anglican Church of Canada, which takes place starting this coming Wednesday, and the vote on amending the marriage canon, that it becomes an equal marriage canon, which will take place probably on Friday or maybe Saturday, although Saturday is meant to be electing a new archbishop, which is a new primate, which is a whole other thing. I want to point firstly to the words of Paul, not something that normally happens at a Pride event. It is probably Paul in Galatians. Paul at his most passionate, talking about discipline in the church and the calling for Christ followers to be people of integrity. And the whole of Galatians is Paul being pretty fervent all the way through. And even here at the end of today's reading, we heard, "See with what large letters I put in my own hand," which has led to much speculation about what that means and whether Paul had eyesight problems and who did the writing for him and all that kind of thing. But it's basically Paul saying, "These are my words to you." And the words I want to take from among what he says today, "Let us not grow weary of doing what is right." For those of us who are committed to social justice, to equality, to affirming those of any sexuality, gender identity, background, or experience, it can be a tiring path. For those within the LGBTQ2SI community, it's even more so. As a community here at St. John's, we could rest on our laurels to a certain degree and say, look how far we've come. Look how much St. John's has done to advance the agenda of equality within the Anglican Church of Canada. We could do that, but we can't. There is more to be done. And our queer siblings continue to be oppressed and marginalized and ignored by the church and by the wider society. Paul reminds us we're to stand together, to bear one another's burdens, he tells us, in the work of justice. As an ally, I cannot say, nor can any of us, "Well, I've done what I can," when there are those who are still suffering and who cry out for justice. Nor can we as a community in the Pride Parade today, as we join the celebration, just join the celebration, but we have to commit ourselves anew to this work. And again, as an ally, there's something we need to hear as well here today, taken from today's reading from the second book of Kings. We see, and this is one of my favorite Bible stories as a child, this great general, Naaman the Syrian, seeking healing. And in the end, he's given really simple instructions. Go and bathe in the Jordan 7 times, and he does not react well. "We have better rivers near me," he says. "Why didn't I get any ritual? And why didn't this prophet come and speak to me himself? That's it, I'm off." Naaman wanted healing under his own terms. It took the voice of a servant to bring him back to his senses. For those of us who are allies, we do not get to dictate the terms of what it means to be an ally. We do not get to tell our LGBTQ2SI siblings to get over their pain, or how they're meant to feel, or how grateful they should be for our efforts. This is not a road we are on in order that we might feel better. It's a journey we're on because it's right, and because the queer community is hurting and seeking justice. So in the aftermath of this week's synod vote, whatever the result, we must stand with the LGBTQ2SI community, but not tell them what to do with their feelings. Yes, we are all called to act with compassion. Yes, we are all called to be loving, but we don't and can't tell anyone how to feel. Let's make space for the queer community and await the invitation to join that space. And lastly, from our gospel reading, we have a calling and a challenge. The calling is to be people of peace. The challenge is to stay even when we want to shake the dust off our feet. Being people of peace does not mean being placid. In fact, to be a peacemaker might actually mean being very noisy and active, upsetting apple carts or tables in temples, refusing to accept the status quo as being inevitable, just because the church or whoever tells us it is. In today's gospel, we're told to remain where a person of peace is in the house. But even if there are people of peace, for many of our queer friends, it's hard to stay if there are other clamoring, judging, discordant voices. Our challenge is to make sure that our house, not just ourselves individually, but the whole household of God, the whole church, is a place of peace. And by peace, I refer again to the Hebrew idea of shalom, often translated as peace, but meaning wholeness and healing, concord, integration, justice. Whatever the result of this week's vote at General Synod, we are challenged in partnership with the Holy Spirit to make this household one of wholeness, to work for unity, but not at the expense of justice, to work for peace, but not at the cost of being passive, to be a place where all are welcome, not at the expense of who they are, or if they fit into our expectations of the way things should be done, but precisely because they are who they are, they have a place. Queer, straight, trans, cis, black, brown, white, Asian, European, indigenous, settler descended, rich, poor, depressed, diverse, non-conforming. However, whoever, whatever, why ever people seek to be a part of our life, they are welcome. And we continue, not tiring of doing good, to seek justice, to proclaim justice, to live justice, and to work for justice for all. May God grant us the strength, wisdom, and compassion we need. Amen.